You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. As the cost of living crisis continues, for many, rising prices means that keeping their home warm throughout the day is no longer an option. Fortunately, many local councils and organisations are creating warm spaces for people to gather. Joining me now to discuss RNIB's role in this is Campbell Chalmers, Strategic Engagement Lead for RNIB. Campbell, thanks for speaking to us today.
Hello, hi, hello. Good to be with you.
Can you explain a little bit about the work that RNIB is doing around warm spaces? I mean, what is a warm space, I suppose?
Yeah, well, you'll be aware that the weather's really cold at the moment. Certainly there's a couple of inches of snow round about me and frost in it. Obviously, people are really struggling with the cost of living crisis and rising energy prices and just heating your home and the concerns around that. But a warm space is a space that's open, welcome, friendly and comfortable. Different areas are offering it. So local authorities are opening up community buildings, libraries, charitable buildings are being opened up as well. And as well as commercial premises such as some large shops or pubs or restaurants or so forth. But they provide a space that's, as I say, is warm and friendly. It's free to use. You can stay as long as you wish. So there's not that sense of obligation to buy something or to that you have to exit the building. And it really provides an opportunity for people to connect, a bit of peer support as well, and meet others in their community.
And you mentioned the huge variety of venues taking part, from libraries and church halls to even estate agents and hair salons. How can a venue sign up to take part and become a warm space?
Yeah, well, there's guidance out there. So the Library and Information Association, in conjunction with Martin Lewis, produced a really useful guide called Setting Up a Warm Space in Your Community, which really details out all the considerations that you have to consider. It also, from our perspective, looks at accessibility and how you can make the warm spaces user-friendly and inclusive for people with disability or with sense impairment or with sight loss. And RNIB has produced some complementary information to that about how you can help people with that blind or partially sighted use and access your warm space as well. So that then resources are available to sort of help look at what the practicalities are of setting up a warm space in the community.
Is there a local warm space that you can give us an example of?
Yeah, well, a great example is our offices in RNIB Scotland at Edinburgh at 12 to 14 Hillside Crescent. They've opened up their premises to be a warm space, so people can use that for free for as long as they require. There's also cafe facilities. There's a resource centre there. But as well as that, you'll meet like-minded people. There's great peer support. So you meet other blind and partially sighted people. And there's also a wide range of group activities going on that you can find out about and perhaps take part in. So that's a really good example.
And we know that blind and partially sighted people have been badly affected by the cost of living crisis. What have you heard from customers who've used these warm spaces? Is it proving to be a help?
Yeah, it's really getting the word out as well. So if people want to find out where their warm space is in their own community, we've created a comprehensive listing. And people may be familiar with Site Advice Frequently Asked Questions, or FAQ. If you're not, I would really encourage you to visit that at www.siteadvicefaq.org.uk. We have a comprehensive, if you just search for warm spaces, there's a comprehensive listing there. And certainly people are finding them a valuable space to access and utilise. As I say, because there's a great sense if you're trying to heat your home, but just getting out and about as well and reducing that sense of isolation, and also just some peer support around coping with the pressures that we're under at the moment, just with daily living and the financial challenges that people are facing.
And with those challenges, what other sort of community support is available for people at the moment?
What I would encourage people to consider is there's great local support as well through their sight loss organisations. So as well as that peer support and group activities, they offer a range of supportive services. But there's been a wider response to the cost of living crisis within the sight loss sector as well. And there's a whole host of resources out there, including advice and information, the accessible in-home displays that you can get through your energy providers, support around working with your energy providers, access to food and other essentials, financial and money benefits, access to technology, that community support, and as I've mentioned already, that important element of emotional support as well as people deal with these challenges.
And do you know how long the Warm Spaces project is likely to run? Is that, you know, sort of into the spring? Is it perhaps further?
Well, these are sort of non-regulated. It's run by local authorities and, as I said, individual charities and other organisations. So I think as long as there's a demand, these spaces will be open. But hopefully it'll lead people into that broader community support that's offered through the site loss sector, as I've mentioned, and particularly our local site loss organisational partners.
And of course, RNIB is working more widely on the effects that the cost of living crisis is having. What other work is being undertaken at the moment?
There's a wide sort of social media campaign going on, saying support can't wait, and over 40 charities within the site loss sector are engaging with that. And that's really to try and raise the level of awareness and government response to supporting people with the rising costs that they're experiencing as a result of the cost of living, and to get stronger recognition for that additional support that people require. That's part of a whole range of activities going on around working with energy companies, working with food suppliers, food banks and supermarkets, and working with offering can ensure people get the right financial and grant support that's available out there as well. So we ensure that people have good awareness of all these kind of types of support that they're out and about there.
That's great to know that there is that support available for people who need it at this difficult time of year. Campbell Chalmers, Strategic Engagement Lead for RNIB. Thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. Thanks. Nice to speak to you.